Boker Tov.
Boker Tov.
Shalom Lachem.
Shalom.
Okay, lesson 10. We look again at commands and requests. We looked at this in lesson 7, section 12. And lesson 10 is also headed Eser. Eser, that's the number for 10. And it's headed Shema and Lech. Listen and go, imperative forms of those two verbs, shama and halak. So, section 1, in 7.12.2, which we briefly reviewed at the end of last week, you saw some of the most common words and forms used to give a command or make a request, like shama, listen, shalach, send, tain, give, kum, arise or get up, and lech, go. Notice that imperative forms always begin with a root letter. They have no prefixes. So compare for the verb katal, to kill, we have tiktol. Tiktol, which is prefix conjugation, so imperfective, non-perfective, you will kill. But the imperative has no prefix, katol. Katol. That's masculine singular imperative. For the verb amar, we have tomar. Tomar, you will say, non-perfective form, second masculine singular, and the imperative is amor, more. And for the verb halak, we have telek, telek, second masculine singular, non-perfective, you will go, and the imperative lek. And then we saw in the table 7.12.2, which is on page 86, if you want to briefly refer back to that. The suffixes, yod suffix, indicates feminine singular. U suffix, that's a shurik, indicates masculine plural. And na, feminine plural. So for the verb shamar, we had shmor, shimri, shimru, shmorna. And all the other verbs are similar. And there tends to be a brief, usually a short vowel. First vowel of an imperative is often short. When the stem begins with he, yod, or nun, all of which are weak letters when they're in the initial position, the initial letter is lost in the imperative. So we've seen this happen a number of times, and hopefully that's no longer strange for you. So halak, the verb halak, the imperative is lake, drops the first he. Yashav, drops the first yod, the imperative is shave. And natan, drops the first nun, and we get tain. We've seen these weak letters readily disappear. Yod and he are always weak, and nun is weak when it's in the first position. Imperative forms are used for demands, requests, and invitations, as well as for commands. So we tend to think of an imperative as being rather abrupt and maybe a bit impolite. And Hebrew makes a little more extensive use of it in ways that are not necessarily impolite, but can just be requests. And we'll see there are then some niceties, so some flourishes that you can add to soften the imperative. Genesis 24:18, we have shtei Adoni, drink, my lord or sir, please drink. And this is at the well back in Padan Aram, when Abram has sent his servant off. A few verses later, Vayomer Bo, then he said, come. So that is an imperative, but it's not designed to be issued in a harsh way. And then probably the most famous imperative of all in the Hebrew Bible is Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5, the Shema. Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Listen, Israel, or hear, O Israel. V'ahavta et Adonai. V'ahavta et Adonai. And you will love the Lord. And you will love the Lord. Now, Ahavta there is not an imperative, but you can consider it as carrying on the meaning of the verb that's at the head of the chain, which is an imperative. So it essentially has an imperative form. Or you can think of it as, well, if you do listen to the Lord, then loving him is going to be a natural consequence of that. It's going to be the outcome of that. Jeremiah 11:2, we have Shema now used as a masculine plural. Shemu et divrei habarit hazot v'dibartam. Shemu et divrei habarit hazot v'dibartam. Hear the words or the terms of this covenant and speak them. Now we're going to get a reading exercise, which we're to note imperatives, and then we have a few other words to hear for some vocabulary. The verb kavatz, he gathered, which we've seen before. It's what we get kibbutz from. Kibbutz is a gathering of people. Tafas, he seized. Bahar, he chose. Hera'eh, be seen or appear, is from the verb ra'ah, and it's in a passive form. We haven't yet learned those forms, but we will encounter that here. And avad, he served or he worshipped. Could also be used for he worked. Be'enechem, in your eyes or in your opinion, so that's made up of a prefix b, meaning in, and then enayim, the plural for eyes, and that's in construct, plural, masculine plural construct form with a chem suffix for masculine plural, your. And then note the area of meaning in rav, meaning many, much, great. Okay, so we have a reading about Elijah and Ahab. Let's go around and read this. So Katie, we'll start with you and read through the end of the first Sof Pasuk. So that'll be five lines. Vayhi b'mei Achav ha-melech u'devar Adonai haya el Eliyahu lemor. Lake Mizeh v'shev b'nahal Kerit, v'yelech v'yeshev b'nahal Kerit. So, v'yehi b'mei Ahav, in the days, and it happened in the days of Ahab. So we're going to find in the Hebrew narrative many introductory clauses beginning v'yehi. This is what King James or NAS would translate, and it came about that. Or you could simply translate it, in the days of Ahab, the king. Udavar Adonai haya el Eliyahu. And the word of the Lord was to Elijah. Really, we have to translate it as came to Elijah. We've seen before that's for the word of the Lord coming to a prophet. Just use the verb haya with el. Lemor, so this is saying, or open quotation marks. Lech, go, so imperative. And that's going to be a pretty common command in the Hebrew Bible. Mizeh, from this place. Zeh, demonstrative, this. Veshev, and stay, the imperative from Yashav, to sit, to stay, to dwell. But Nahal, in or beside or at the stream of Kerit, what we know as the Brook Cherith. So a Nahal is a wadi or an arroyo. Vayelek Vayeshev, and he went and he stayed or settled at the wadi Kerit, or the arroyo Kerit. Okay, so two imperatives there, lech and shave. Lech, first hey verb, halak, loses its first hey. Shave from yashav, loses its first yod. Okay, next. Good. Vayhi yamim rabim udvar Adonai haya el Eliyahu shenit lemor lech hera'e el Achav lech emor elav shlach kvots elai et kol Yisrael el har ha-karmel vayikvots otam. Vayhi yamim rabim, and it came about many days, or so, and many days happened. So we would then translate that as being after many days, or quite a long time later. After many days, the word of the Lord, Devar Adonai, Haya el Eliyahu, was to Elijah. So it came to Elijah, Shenit, a second time. Shenit. Shnei and Shtai. Shnei is the word for two. Next lesson or two, we'll learn the numbers. Lemor, open quotation marks. Lech, go. Imperative of Halak again. Hera'e, appear. Now that looks different from other imperatives you've seen, because that's in a passive form, and it's a form of the verb we haven't yet encountered. But we're told up at the top of the page, it's appear, be seen, to Ahab. So appear to Ahab. Lech emor, go say. Those are both imperatives. Elav, to him. Now emor, what helps you identify that as an imperative, it's got no prefix, no suffix. The only other form of the verb that has no prefix and no suffix, third masculine singular has, but that would be amar. This has got a short first vowel, so that might help you identify it as being an imperative, a masculine singular imperative. Go say to him, and then here's now what he is to say, shlach kvots, those are both imperatives, send, gather, both have no prefixes, no suffixes, and short first vowels. So good guess that they're imperatives. And note that there's no vav connecting them. It's simply just very brief and to the point. Send, gather, Eli to me, et kol Israel, all Israel, el har ha-karmel, to Mount Carmel. So remember, har is mountain, hill. Vayikbots otam, then he gathered them. So otam is a direct object marker et with am suffix, masculine plural. Joyce? Good. Vayomer Eliyahu, ivadu et Adonai, v'imra b'enechem, la'avod et Adonai, Bacharu lachem hayom et mi ta'avodu. Then Elijah said, open quotation marks, ivadu et Adonai, serve the Lord. So ivadu there is an imperative, masculine plural. So no prefix, but u ending, masculine plural. V'imra b'enechem. But if, and he's going to make a contrast here, so translate the V there as adversative, as but, and then im is if, ra, evil, or bad, really evil, b'enechem, in your eyes. So he's then smoothed that out to be if it does not please you, but it's if it's evil in your eyes, la avod, to serve. Now the avod there is an infinitive. We're going to encounter them soon with the lamed, really serving the way that we think infinitives work, with a two, to do something here, to serve the Lord. Baharu, choose. That's another imperative. So no prefix, but there's a u suffix. Serve. Choose lachem, for yourself, hayom, today, So Hayom is like the day, but it always means, what is the day? Well, it's always this day, today. So Hayom is just today. Et mi, whom? So et, direct object marker, with me, the question, who? So whom ta'avodu, you will serve. Ta'avodu. So notice there, that's the prefix conjugation. So it's an imperfective. Got the u ending, but with a prefix. Whereas the imperative does not have the prefix. So that's how you can help you tell that baharu is an imperative. It's got the u suffix, but no prefix. Whereas if it was a regular verb with an u suffix, it would also have a prefix. Marilyn? Good. Vayomer, Im Adonai ha Elohim, Lehu acharayv, V'im ha Baal, Lehu acharayv, V'anochi uveti na'avod et Adonai, Vayomeru Adonai hu ha Elohim. Then he said, so this is Elijah still speaking, Im Adonai ha Elohim, if the Lord is God, so we have to supply the verb is, Lehu acharayv, go after him. Lehu there, masculine, plural, imperative. So u suffix, but no prefix, and it's lost its first he. And then acharayv, acharei is after or behind. And the suffix there is him, acharayv. V'im ha-ba'al, but if ba'al, lehu acharayv, go after him. V'anoki, but I, uveti, and my household, my house, my family, bait, na'avod, we serve, or we will serve. So na'avod, first plural, non-perfective, et Adonai, the Lord. Vayomaru, then they said, Adonai hu Elohim, the Lord, he is God, or the God, or he is God. Okay, John? Good. Vayomer Eliyahu lahem tifsu et nevi'e haba'al vayomer le'achav ale echol ushte ki rav mimcha hadarech. Then Elijah said to them, tifsu, and we're told up at the top of the page that tafas is he seized. So tifsu there, masculine plural imperative. Now it has a suffix, and that the te we're used to seeing as a prefix for non-perfective, right? But the te there is part of the verb. It's the first letter of the root. So you could be confused there into thinking, oh, there's some other letter that's dropped out and we have the prefix there, but that's not a prefix. So tifsu, imperative. Sees et nevi'e, the prophets. Navi is prophet. Navi, nevi'im. And here we have is the plural, and here we have the plural construct. Nevi'e, the prophets of Baal. Vayomer le'achav. Then he said to Ahab, Ale, go up, imperative from Allah, Echol, imperative of eat, Ushte, imperative of Shata, to drink. Go up, eat, drink. Ki Rav, for great, Mimcha, than you. So Mim, a comparative Min. For greater than you, hadarek, the journey, or the way, the journey. And normally the journey is derek, but here it's in pausal, what we call pausal form. It's the last word of the sentence, and it's lengthened. The accented vowel has lengthened to derek. Mimicha, yeah, so it's a vocal shiva. And what helps there to recognize that as a vocal shiva is that mem is doubled. There's a double M in there. Section 3. We're going to see there are some ways of adding flourishes to these imperatives, to sort of add these niceties. And one of them is shomra. Now that is shomra and not shamara. Shomra, it's a short O, for reasons that will continue to elude you until we get in the habit of reading accented text. And then the more you pay attention to accents, you'll be able to recognize what a closed, unaccented syllable is, in which case it's O. So, shomra. Masculine singular imperative, which normally is shmor, but here we've added on a kametz he suffix to intensify it. So compare shmor, standard masculine singular imperative, and shomra, masculine singular imperative with a kametz he suffix added on. Both meaning keep, both addressed to a single male. The A forms are normal imperative forms. The B forms had an added kametz he. When kametz he is added to the imperative, it often indicates the command is urgent. We also have shma, listen, shma, and shema. Shema, kum, and kuma, kum, kuma, and tain, and tana. Tain, tana. Tain there from natan, dropped its first nun. So first, three examples here. First Kings 21:2, tana li et karmacha. This is Ahab to Naboth. Tana li et karmacha. Give to me your kerem, your vineyard. Kerem. Numbers 11:13. Tana lanu basar. Tana lanu basar. Give to us basar, meat, flesh. And Psalm 86:16. Tana uzcha la'avdecha. Tana uzcha la'avdecha. Give uzcha your uz. There really is your strength, your power, your strength. La'avdecha to your servant, your eved. Uz there, your strength. So really what he's asking for, give me your strength, but in the sense of your covering protection, your strength against enemies. So uz there, incidentally, uzi is my strength.
So,
yes. This kametz he suffix is commonly called the emphatic imperative. Section 4, some more words. We've just seen the word basar. There in Numbers 11:13, basar, meaning meat, flesh, and then by extension can mean a person or people in general. Derek is journey or road or way of life, metaphorically there. It's with two syllables like that. The accent is on the first syllable, that category of verbs, of nouns. Achal, verb he ate, and le'echol, lamed plus the infinitive, to eat. Lechem, grain, bread, or food. Beit lechem is the house of bread or food, which is Bethlehem. Na'ar is a boy or a servant, and the feminine is na'ara. A girl or a maid. Ma'at, a little or a few. Makom, place, Ra'a, he saw, mayim, water, shata, he drank, lishtot, to drink. The shtot there is infinitive, and that final hey has turned into a tav, which we've seen happen before. And finally, po, here, po. So now we have some more reading, and Kwang has bribed us all that he not read. Are you holding to that? You're going to read?
This is short.
Good. Okay. Three lines through to that Sof Pasuk. Good. Baboker haya ha'ish baderek v'ein lechem b'yado v'ein lo mayim. Baboker, in the morning. Boker, so I said Boker Tov, right? So Boker, morning. In the morning, Haya Ha'ish, the man was, Baderek, on the road. The Ein, and there was not. Remember we covered Ein, this word for non-existence. It was not, there was not, Lechem B'yado, bread in his hand, i.e. he had no bread with him. The Ein, lo, and there was not to him mayim, water. So he had no water. Sean? Okay. Vayar et hana'ar, vayomer eliv ma shmecha, vayomer Yaakov. Vayar, then he saw a boy, or the boy, hana'ar, Vayomer Eliv, and he said to him, Ma Shmecha, what is your name? Vayomer Yaakov, then he said, Jacob. Katie? Good. Vayomer La Na'ar, Tana Li, Ma'at Mayim, Lishtot, Uma'at Basar, Le'echol, Vayiten La'ish, Vayomer, Shte Adoni, V'okla Basar. Vayomer La'na'ar, then he said to the boy, Tana Li, give to me. So Tana there, the emphatic imperative. Give to me, Ma'at Mayim, a little water. Lishtot, to drink. So an infinitive there. Uma'at basar, and a little flesh or meat. Le'echol, to eat. Another infinitive. Vayitain, then he gave la'ish to the man. Vayomer, and said, Shte, Adoni. Drink, Adoni, sir, my lord, sir. V'okla basar, and eat meat. So okla there, emphatic imperative, comments hey ending.
I don't understand that pronunciation.
Okla. We had it on the top of page 121. We had shomra, and the note there is saying it's pronounced shomra, not shamara. It's a short vowel, and that T-shaped vowel can be either a long A or a short O. And the rule is it's a short O when it's in a closed, unaccented syllable. But that's a little tricky for you to identify what closed, unaccented syllables are, especially because at the moment we're reading text that doesn't have any accents on it. When we get around to reading more and more text out of the Hebrew Bible with accents, then you'll have the accents to help tell you whether you've got an accented syllable or an unaccented syllable, and that will then help you tell whether you've got an open or a closed syllable. So I wouldn't get too concerned about it now, whether it's shomra or shamara, or here, okla or akla. At the moment, you'll have to take my word for it.
Does the shavah close the syllable in the case of shomra?
In that case, the shavah does close the syllable, yes. and so it's a silent shava. But that it will continue to be confusing for years, actually. So, and it's really unfortunate that the Masoretic scribes didn't come up with a separate sign for a short O. And also, there's actually a difference in pronunciation between Jews. If you listen to some Jews, so I would say Yisrael with a long A, and some would say Yisroel with a short O. So that'd be a difference between Ashkenazi and Sephardic pronunciation of Hebrew. That's getting beyond. Yisroel would be the Ashkenazi pronunciation with a short O. Okay, Melody? Vayeshev, Vayuchal, Vayesht, Vayacham, Vayelech, Ludarko. So here we have a quick string of verbs, all continuing narrative forms. Then he sat, Vayeshev, from Yashav, Vayuchal, then he ate, Vayesht, and he drank, Vayacham, and then he got up, Vayelek, and then he went, Ludarko, to his way. So the idea on his way, to his way, to his journey. So a string of five verbs, all one immediately after the other. Joyce? Vayhi va'erev, vayar na'ara, vayomer la tani na li ma'at lechem, v'ochal v'ashuv leveti. Vayhi va'erev. And then it was in the evening, or so simply in the evening. So vayehi b usually introduces the time, gives us a time marker in the evening. Vayar, he saw na'ara, a girl. Vayomer la, and then he said to her. So la, the comet's hay there to her. Tani la, give. So tani is an imperative with that na, and we're going to find na in the next section here.
Is that please?
Please, yes, that's please. Give, please, li to me, ma'at lechem, a little bread, v'ochal, and I will eat, or so that I will eat, the ashuv, and return. So first singular verbs, leveti, to my home, to my house. So tani there, feminine singular imperative, as he's addressing a na'ara, a girl. Marilyn? Okay, good. Vatomer alive. Bidavar Adonai, lo tokal lechem, bamakom hazeh, lo tishte fo mayim, lo tashuv laleket baderek asher halachta ba. Vatomer, then she said, alive to him, Bidavar Adonai, in the word of the Lord, or by the word of the Lord. Lo tochal, you must not eat. So there, that lo there is the negative, lamed aleph. You must not eat bread, or more generally food. Ba makom hazeh, in this place. Lo tishte, you must not drink fo, here. Mayim, water, you must not drink water here. Lo tashuv, you must not return. And that's from shuv. Laleket, to go, the infinitive of halak. Baderek, in the road or in the way. And note, laleket and baderek, we've got two words in a row with double sigol, and the accent's on the first of those. Then baderek in the way asher which, relative pronoun halakta, you went ba in her. The feminine singular suffix there referring to the derek, which is a feminine noun. Okay.
So Burma, the three low, the second word
tochal,
those are imperfective.
Right. Yes, those are imperfective, yes. And on the next page, we are going to learn about making an imperative negative. So we're going to learn a distinction between lo and al. In 5 minutes, 10 minutes time, you'll know more about those. Yes, John?
Why is it fo and not po?
It's po because, fo because it's an open syllable previous to it. It's preceded by an open syllable. So it's one of these begat kafat letters. Remember, bait, gimel, dalet, kaf, pe, and tav, which have a dagesh lene in them, a weak dagesh, when they're preceded, when they're at the beginning of a sentence or they're preceded by a closed syllable, and they do not have a dagesh in them when they're preceded by an open syllable. And the open syllable is that tishte, and the hey there really is functioning as just part of the vowel. So tishte is an open syllable, and so there's no dagesh lene in the no weak dagesh in the following syllable, following consonant, and pe without the dagesh in it is pronounced as an F. Remember? So six of these letters behave this way, and really only for two of them does it really make any longer make a difference in pronunciation. The bait, so between b and v, and the p between p and f. Well, you need to look and see, okay, there's no dagesh there, and then, so you just pronounce it as a p, as an f, as an aspirated p, really. And then the reason that it's like that is, then you look ahead and you see, oh yes, it's preceded by a open syllable. The hey there, remember there are these three vowels, three consonants that can also function as vowels, and in that case the hey is functioning as a vowel.
Oh.
We need to keep reminded ourselves of it last week. We went through them on the board and need to keep reminding. So remember, begat kafat, the begat kafat letters, and this weak dagesh. In the glossary at the back, bottom of page 334, second last entry on the page, begat kafat consonants.
Oh, it's weird. It's not kafat.
The begat kafat, the kafat, in that case. And this is just it's preceded by an open consonant. So this is just a mnemonic that got developed. I don't know how far back this goes. So these are the six letters. And so at some point, somebody just said, well, let's make a little mnemonic out of this. And let's say, begad kafat. So the pe here is preceded by a vocal shava, open syllable. The F you can really think of as being a PH. We tend to pronounce PH as an F. It's an aspirated P. Okay, section 5. Another little nicety that gets added on to imperatives. We have shmorna, the shmorna, and that, again, the more there is a closed unaccented syllable, so the vowel is a short O. Shmorna, the na, is what we call a particle of entreaty, a little nicety, a little flourish. Meaning you can translate it as please or now, or just use context to come up with a way of indicating it. So please keep shema, shemo na, please listen. So we have shmar, shmorna et mitzotai, shmorna et mitzotai, keep my commandments, or please keep my commandments. And Shmona Li, listen to me. When na is added to an imperative or to an emphatic imperative, so the Shmona, that's the emphatic imperative, usually makes it more polite. But there are some occasions when it seems to express emotion or feeling, and you have to use context here. Genesis 24:14. Hati na kadech. Hati na kadech. Please lower your jar. So a polite request. Again, this is back in Padan Aram. Jonah 1:8. Hagida na lanu. Hagida na lanu. So we get the emphatic a ending, comets hey, followed by this particle of entreaty. So tell us, this is the sailors on the boat saying this to Jonah after they've woken him up from his sleep. And it's an urgent request. Hagida is from Nagad. And then Jonah 4:3, Kachna et nafshi mimeni. Kachna et nafshi mimeni. Kach from lakach, dropped its first lamed, take now, et nafshi, my nefesh, which can mean soul, but really can mean the whole being, take my life, mimeni, from me. This is what Jonah says to God when he's sitting outside Nineveh waiting for it to be blasted, and he's angry at God. Okay, so that's na, this little nicety, particle of entreaty.
Why is mimeni from me?
It's min, the prefix min, and then on page 112, we saw what happens when you add on the personal pronouns, when you add them on to min, so middle column, mimeni, mimaka, mimech. So the personal pronoun, just on its own, for me, I or me, is anohi or ani. So you can sort of thinking of it as taking min and adding ani. Min and ani. Section 6. Yishmor and al tishmor. So we have shmor, that's the imperative keep that we've seen, and Yishmor, we've encountered before as a non-perfective form of the verb, he keeps, but it can also mean let him keep. And this is going to get a little confusing for a bit. And then you can negate it with al tishmor, do not keep. So in that case, tishmor, it's got a prefix. It's a would look to be similar to a non-perfective form of the verb, you keep, but here adding al onto it makes it a negative imperative. The same for shema, listen, yishma, let him listen, al tishma, do not listen, makes it a negative, a prohibition. Tain, from natan, tain, the imperative give, yitain, let him give, and al titain, do not give. Now here are the A forms, shma, so shmor, shma, and tain are imperatives. So we've already seen those. The B forms have a yod prefix, and the yod prefix always indicates third person, singular and plural. Here there's no suffix, so it's third singular, third masculine singular. Yishmor, let him keep. And then the C forms have a prefix tav, which indicates you. So we've seen that before, like for the non-perfective forms of the verb. Tav prefix indicating second person, singular or plural. And then they're negated with an al. So we've seen that there are two negatives in Hebrew. Lo, which is the usual one, and then al. As you can think of as the consonants are the same, just backwards. Oh. Now, the forms in B and C are called the Jesseph. And note that in most instances, jussive forms are the same as imperfective forms. So yishmor is the same as the third masculine singular perfective form of the verb he keeps or he will keep. And it's only from context that we can tell whether yitain means he will give, imperfective, or if it is jussive, the means let him give. And the one exception to this is with what are called hollow verbs, so verbs that have a yod or a vav as the middle root letter, and then there is a difference between the imperfective and the jussive. Now, what do we mean by a jussive? A jussive you can think of as being a third-person command. Let him do something or let them do something. So the first one we have is in Genesis 1:3, and the Lord said, "Let there be light." And that's in the third person, but he's issuing it as a command. Now, we think normally a command is in the second person, and I'm talking to somebody and saying, "You do this, do something." But let him do something, that's really given as a third person command, and that's really what a jussive is. Okay? And then you can negate a jussive with al. With ordinary forms of the verb, the negative is lo. So we've seen that before, right, with an imperfective. With jussive forms, the negative is al. And there's a different nuance of meaning between a lo and an al. And we see these in Proverbs 6:4. Al titain shena le'enecha. Al titain shena le'enecha. Al titain, do not give. Shena is sleep to your eyes. So titain there with al. The fact that it's got an al with it tells us that it's a jussive, because al only goes with the jussive, only negates jussives. Do not give sleep. Al tait yamin u shmol. Al tait yamin u shmol. Do not turn aside. Yamin is right and shmol is left. Yamin, ben yamin is son of my right hand. So do not turn aside to the right or the left. And in there, tait, nata, he turned aside, the nun and the hay have both disappeared. They're both weak letters. Mm-hmm. Jussives are negated by al, yes. Yes, the low tells you those are imperfectives. Right, and what happens is that low with an imperfective is a very strong, is a strong prohibition. But at this point, just think of it, there are these two ways of issuing a negative command. Low with an imperfective and al with a jussive. And the imperfective and the jussive are going to have the same forms unless you have a hollow verb. And then as we go on, we find that there is a bit of a nuance between the two different forms. So that needn't concern us at the moment. So the Ten Commandments are given as commandments 5 through 10 are low with the imperfective, and they're very strong, strong prohibitions. Usually it would be al with a jussive. Okay, I want to try and get through to section 10 this morning. And this difference between the two forms of the prohibitions will be covered in section 9. But section 7, a few words. Adam, meaning man or mankind or people, very flexible. Bakar, cattle, cows, herd. Zon, sheep or flock. So this could also be used for goats. Ra'ah, to he fed a flock, or he grazed, or he pastured, or he shepherded. Chai, alive, and it's plural, chayim. Chayim is life, and l'chayim is to life, as a fiddler on the roof. Mavet, death, and the construct of that is mot, the death of. Sakim is sackcloth, so not then So what you put on when you're fasting and mourning. Ta'am, he tasted. Hitkase, he wrapped himself, he was covered. Behema, beast or animal. And really, behema would comprise both bakar and tzon. So the bakar are the sort of the big livestock animals, and the tzon are the littler ones, and behema covers both of them. Behemoth is from this, yes. Mm-hmm. That features in the end of Job. Behazcha, with strength. Chazak is strong. Ish can be man, but it also can be used for each one. And ma'uma, anything or something. Let me just quickly read this, actually, and then so we can move on. Vayikra ha-melech b'Nineveh. So then kara to call out, to proclaim, and it was the king who did this. Then the king proclaimed b'Nineveh in Nineveh, lemor, saying, or open quotation marks, ha-adam v'ha-behema, the man and the beast, but here he's speaking sort of collectively, man and beast, habakar, or behema, well, beast there meaning man and livestock, really. So these are the domesticated animals, behema. Habakar the hatzon, so cattle and sheep. So he's classified the behema into their two components, the big domesticated animals and the little ones, cattle and flocks. Al yit amu, must not taste. So al there tells us that yit amu is a jesif. Mu'uma, anything. They must not taste anything. Al yiru, they must not graze, pasture, or, and mayim al yishtu, and water they must not drink. Okay? So they're all jesifs negated with al. Third person imperatives. Fayet kasu sakim ha'adam v'ha behema. And let man and livestock yet kasu be covered with sackcloth. So not only the people are put on sackcloth, but also the animals. Vayekra'u el Elohim, and let them call on God. Yikra'u, so be another jesif, so third person imperative. Let them call. And the way we just know, use context to tell us that. Behazcha, with strength, so call on fervently. Vayashuvu, ish midarcho, and let them turn. Yashav, shuv, to turn around or return. Ish midarko, each from his way. So there, ish being used as each. Vayashuvu, ish midarko. Then they turned each from his way, and is midarko hara, his evil way. Vayar Elohim, then God saw. Velo asa lahem. And he did not do to them ra'ah, evil, or calamity, or bad thing. Vayomer, Yonah. Then Jonah said, Kachna, take now. So kach, the imperative of lachach, take. Et nafshi, my life. Kitov moti mechayai. Because better my death than my life. Chayai. It's chayim, construct of chayim with I for singular suffix. So for better my death than my life. And the me there, me chayai, a comparative min. It's better for me to live than to die. For to die than to live. Okay? And then a little bit, we'll get to read that from Jonah. This is a mixture of bits of Jonah 3 and 4, and we will eventually read that straight out of the Hebrew Bible. Okay? But I want to move on to section 8. We cover, this is Eshmara, let me keep, and Nishmara, let us keep. So we have the Aleph and the indicating first singular, and the Nun prefix indicating first plural. So we've seen that before for the prefix conjugation, imperfectives. Here we have that in conjunction with the final comments, hey. So compare Eshmor et ha-mitzvah, Eshmor et ha-mitzvah, I will keep the commandment, and Eshmara et ha-mitzvah, Eshmara ha-mitzvah, let me keep the commandment. So adding the comments, hey, on the end has turned it into let me do something. Then for the plural, we have Nishmor et Berito. Nishmor et Berito. We will keep his covenant. And Nishmara et Berito. Nishmara et Berito. Let us keep his covenant. So in A, an imperfective form of the verb is used. In B, kamatsay has been added. And this indicates desire, exhortation, or intention. So, for example, 1 Kings 21:2, etana lecha kesef, etana lecha kesef, let me give to you silver, and so on the other cases. These forms for I and we, with this added kamatsay, which express desire, are commonly called cohortative. And you can think of this as being a first-person imperative. So you're giving yourself a command. Let me do something. So we've seen imperatives normally are second-person commands, rest of somebody. Then we can have a jussive, which often is a third-person imperative, let him do something. And now we have these first-person, let me do something, which are called cohortatives. And all of these are what we call voluntatives. So you're appealing to somebody's will to do something. Cohortative. Yeah, always have a comment say, and it's only in the first person, and we call it a cohortative hey. So there'll be a combination of an aleph on the front with a comment say, or a nun on the front with a comment say. So it'll look like an imperfective, but with a comment say added onto the back end of it. That's the cohortative. In almost all cases, and then he notes here an exception, very occasionally, comment say is added to verb forms with a prefixed aleph or nun that makes statements about past action. And there you sort of go on context to tell you that. But that's very rarely. So he gives an example from Judges and from Psalm 66. Then section 9. Here now we get this distinction between al with a jussive and lo with a non-perfective for negative prohibitions, for negative commands, i.e. prohibitions. So we have the difference between al tignov and lo tignov. So compare ganav. Ganav, he stole. Yignov, he will steal. So that's the perfective and the imperfective, right? So yignov has a prefix conjugation. Then ganavta. Ganavta, you stole. Masculine singular, second masculine singular. And tignov, you will steal, second masculine singular, imperfective. Then gnov, simply steal. And notice that's similar in form to the tignov, second masculine singular, imperfective, but with the prefix knocked off of it. And then with the tignov, that's imperfective, but it's going to have the same form in the jussive, and to which we can attach al tignov. Al tignov, and then we know because of the use of al that that's a jussive tignov and not a imperfective tignov. Do not steal. Or you can negate it with a lo tignov. You shall not steal. And there, because lo is used, we know that that's an imperfective. So the tignov is the same form in each case, but with an al negative.